Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, so, but anyway, you encountered this on the freeway, right?
And I told the other gentleman that I drive a 2005 Holiday Rambler. It's an Admiral.
This is an RV, right?
Yes, sir, state-of-the-art. And it's approximately 26,000 pounds. And the point that I wanted to make, because I feel that what happened today was unfair. Your listeners need to understand, in this kind of weather, these kinds of rainy conditions, it's very important that you keep your vehicle as far away from the perimeter of my vehicle as possible.
Keeping a regular passenger car away from an RV.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, because of this kind of weather, the vehicle is liable to go anywhere. It's capable of doing devastating damage and injury, and you have to stay clear at least one lane over, and I would say at least four car lengths from the stern or rear perimeter of my vehicle to the front axle base of yours. And because of this kind of weather, the vehicle, you know, at 26,000 pounds, it's liable to do anything. And,
well, you're talking about keeping well clear of any recreational vehicle in inclement weather.
Yes, and also, Mr. Henry, the size of the one, and I was on the 710 freeway today, which is still not complete to Pasadena, and I keep my hazards on the roof rack on, and I keep the roof rack of halogens on to identify the vehicle, and because I try to give other people fair warning. And so I'm going by Rose Hill.
Let me ask you, you got a rack of halogens on the roof of your RV?
Yes, they're very powerful halogen, and they've got a candle power that's very powerful. It'll X-ray. I've turned it on vehicles in front of me to get them to move over, and it's an X-ray of you can see a man's skull fairly clearly. And
all right, so you're going through Rose Hills and what?
I'm sorry?
You're going through Rose Hill.
Yeah, so I'm driving through Rose Hill, and I see a woman in a Ford Explorer. She swings right by the right side of my vehicle to the point where there was noticeable spray from her vehicle onto the right perimeter of my RV. And I said to my wife, I'll never forget it, I saw that. I said, boy, that tears it. So I got in behind her, and she got off on Whittier, and I followed her off the freeway to a Union 76 station. And I got out of the vehicle, and I approached her from the rear, and I said that I said to this woman, you came dangerously close to the perimeter of my vehicle, and I can see you have a kid in your car. Are you insane? Because she came.
How close did she come?
She swung in the right lane. She was right next to me in the right side lane.
All right, but most people are going to think that's fine, and
I'm telling you, and any reasonable individual who drives the freeways of America knows, in this kind of weather, you stay away from a recreational vehicle, or you'll be involved in a gasoline fire that will make history. Now, I am telling you this from experience, and I said to this woman, you came dangerously close, and I was trying to give her some information. And she said to me something to the effect of, I don't know what you're talking about, and get back in your car. And I could tell that she was patronizing me, and I'm a Korean War veteran, and brother, that's one thing you don't do. And so, yes, I grabbed a handful of her blouse or her shirt, and I pulled her right up to my face, and I said, now, you listen to me. When you see my vehicle or any vehicle like it, you stay clear of the perimeter, and that, or you and the kid could become incinerated in a gasoline fire that would make history. Now, I told her this.
Was this a woman?
Sir,
no, I just want to know, you grabbed a woman by the shirt?
Yes, I did.
And that's when the Union 76 station manager intervene.
Well, this gas jockey comes over and he grabs me by the shoulder and pulls me away, and he says that he orders me to let go over to get out of his station. And I got his name. It's Manuel Garcia. He manages the Union 76 at Whittier in the 710. And I can tell you,
what is it that you're finding fault with? I mean, You are...
Well, I was trying to put some sense into this woman and this gas jockey who didn't understand that I was trying to save this woman's life, sir. He took it upon himself to play Mr. Hero, didn't realize I was a Korean War veteran, and I could have done some damage to him, and I spent a great deal of money with these gasoline companies, and this man grabbed me.
But you had grabbed this woman.
Well, you know what, mister?
I mean, you grabbed the woman in full view of this man who is the manager, the gas jockey. Was he the manager of the station?
He identified himself as such, yes. But this is someone's wife or daughter who is obviously, she didn't know how dangerous it was. They could have been incinerated in a gasoline fire that would make it. I grabbed her and to shake some sense into her. And what I'm asking people to do is to understand yet again, as I've tried to make this point, in this kind of inclement weather, stay away from recreational vehicles, a full four car lengths to the rear, a full lane to two lanes to either side, because they're liable to do anything. And the other thing that I want is the Union 76 Company to give a formal apology to myself and my wife, who saw this gas jockey grab me, and so forth. So,
all right, Lloyd, hold on. I'm going to give her a number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The story you're telling me here is that this woman's car just came too close to yours. And
she could have been brutalized in a horror. You get that close to 26,000 pounds of vehicle in this kind of weather.
But isn't it safe to say that a car driving in the lane adjacent to a recreational vehicle is well within the law?
I don't care if it's within the law. I'm telling you, and I'm letting your listeners know, in this kind of inclement weather, to get that close to a recreational vehicle is to invite a death that would be horrible.
And well, what are you talking about?
Because the size of the vehicle that I'm in.
Well, you're talking about a gasoline fire. I'm assuming that you would be involved in the same accident.
No, because the vehicle's reinforced. I'd be thrown clear. But she, in her little Ford Explorer, would be incinerated beyond recognition. And yet she came up next to my... Where does she get off? And so,
but to follow somebody, as you did, off the freeway into this gas station, you confronted her,
yeah,
and grabbed her.
Yes, sir, I did. And I never would have grabbed her had she not patronized me. That's when I said, boy, that tears it. Because I'm a Korean War veteran. And...
You see, if it sounds like I don't understand...
Well, sir, you don't understand because I'm trying to... You know, shake some sense into this dumb woman. And she says, oh, well, get back in your car, brother. That's asking for it. And so I'm
sorry. All right, Lloyd, hold on for a minute, will you?
I'm sorry?
Hold the line. I got to take a break here. Our number's 1-800-449-8686. This man drives a recreational vehicle out on the freeways in this rain that we're having and all across the country in inclement weather. It is his feeling you stay as far away from an RV as you can. He followed a woman into a 76 station, Chris, and grabbed her and said something. And apparently the station manager came out and grabbed him. Now he wants an apology and so on and so forth. Those are big cars, but I don't know that you have to stay four car lengths behind them. 1-800-449-8686. There's a million RV owners in this country, and I don't know whether this is an opinion shared by them or not. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, pure exhibitionism. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, your name is Lloyd, right?
Lloyd Bonafide, sir.
What are you, a Korean War veteran? You were where?
I was with the United States Navy.
You were at the U.S. Navy, okay. And you, I have a 26,000-pound, say it's a holiday Rambler?
Yeah, it's an Admiral. It's a 2005 Admiral. Brother, I'll tell you, I get out on the road with that, and we go once a year to visit my daughter in Portland, and I'll tell you this right now. You fool around with a recreational vehicle, you get anywhere near it, and it'll do things you can't even, your worst nightmare.
But driving by it...
You want to drive right by it? You might as well drive right by a caged animal and stick your face right in the cage so it can claw the skin off your face, because it's the same thing. And
wait a minute. If I'm driving by a recreational vehicle...
I'm talking about in this weather, sir. I'm talking about...
Okay, so you're talking about inclement weather.
In inclement weather, you drive close to a recreational vehicle, and you might as well walk up to a lion cage, as I said, put your face between the bars and say, please, claw my face off, because there's no difference in...
What, all right. At one point, I have a question for you about the responsibility of the person driving a recreational vehicle.
Well, no, I'm a very good driver.
No, I understand that. 1-800-449-8686, and... Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Bonafide. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a 60-year-old woman, and I pull a 32-foot camper behind my conversion van.
Oh, yeah? What kind you got?
It's a Skylight, and I've had it for years.
Oh, that's
but
a great...
But the thing of it is...
Great product.
I've had a lot of people come up to me and pass me. I have never once gone anyplace, followed anybody, or took a hold of their blouse and tried to drum something into their head. It seems to me it was nice of you to tell her, but your actions was a little bit uncalled for.
Yes, dear. I'll tell you, first of all, these people who drive around in their little cars, they don't know what they're fooling with. She had a kid in the car. And I said to my wife, you know, that tears it. And I got off the freeway, and I said to her, I wouldn't have grabbed her blouse had she not blown me off.
Well, that's neither here nor there. She doesn't understand that camper could suck her in.
Oh,
when they pass by, they can pull right over close to you. That I understand. I mean, I do it all the time.
It'll suck you right under the wheels.
And I understand this. But the thing of it is, for you, as a vet and a man,
you never
should have went and grabbed her blouse.
Now, what about the idea of putting your hands on a woman like that?
Well,
it's
come on. I grabbed her a handful of her blouse. I didn't do anything. I just pulled her in right up to my face, and I said, now, you listen to me, and you listen good. That vehicle...
Proper.
I beg pardon, ma'am?
That's not proper.
Even though my vehicle could have sucked her right under the wheels, and her son and she, they wouldn't have been able to identify him with dental records.
You know, sir, she didn't understand that because she doesn't know.
Uh-huh.
And just by your telling her in that forceful manner didn't help her any. She didn't learn anything.
Well,
she
how
just
do you,
got mad at you.
Well, how do you know? I mean...
Well, the station manager came over.
Look, and you know, because you drive a pretty good-sized rig, you get sucked into the wheel well of one of those things, and they'll be taking you off with a sponge.
You have to be, when you're driving, you're watching. And if you got a vehicle that big, you should be in the right-hand lane yourself.
Yeah, are you in the right-hand lane?
And have them pass you, not you be in the middle and let them pass on both sides. That's not the proper way to do it.
Well, if you're driving what I see, now you got a trailer. I've got the full, I got the Holiday Rambler, and we get a good speed going in the fast. I'm not keeping anybody.
Is it a motorhome?
I beg pardon?
A motorhome?
Yes, dear, it's a
I've driven a 28-footer motorhome, too.
All right, now, I want to ask you a question. What's worse, me wrinkling her blouse a little bit, or her son looking like so much pumpkin meat under one of the wheels, see?
But that's your opinion.
So that's the whole deal.
That's your opinion.
All right.
And you know?
Well, it is my opinion. That's like saying, is that your opinion that guy looks like hamburger, or is it just my opinion? I mean, a fact is a fact.
But she doesn't understand it, sir.
Yeah.
She did not understand.
And maybe the way of reinforcing it.
Well, like I said, I just grabbed her blouse. I didn't smack her around. I could have smacked her around, but what would that do?
The same thing what you did do. Nothing.
I didn't smack her around.
All right. Ann, thank you so much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Ann C. is, she owns a vehicle like yours.
Yeah, that's a real, the Skylark is a beautiful piece of equipment.
All right, let's go over to Amy. Amy, go ahead. Amy? Amy, not there? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show with Lloyd, and we're talking with Lloyd Bonafide. This situation with your RV today, as you were traveling on the highway, and you were, was it today or was it this past weekend? Because my understanding was that it was, you were on a weekend outing?
Yes, it was the past weekend. What happened? Where's the Amy? Ain't she going to go to another phone call?
No, the lady wasn't there.
Well, so I'm talking to you, is that it?
Yes, you're talking to me.
All right, that's fine. I just don't know how it works. The situation was that when she passed me on the right, noticeable spray came up from her vehicle onto the right perimeter of mine, and that's where I...
All right, I want to talk to you about being a Korean War veteran and grabbing a woman by the blouse. Is that a gentlemanly thing? Were you an officer?
No, sir, I was just a swabby.
All right, but grabbing a woman by the blouse, do you believe that that is something that is acceptable behavior?
I did not smack her. See, you could smack her around, and that would be probably not right in the opinion of other people.
But you walked up to a stranger and so-called smacked her around, right?
No, I didn't smack her.
But I mean, you walked up to a stranger and grabbed her by the blouse, right?
Well, look, Mr. Henry, I grabbed her a handful of her blouse, and look, I'm an older gentleman. It's expected of me to do something like that.
All right, let me go over to a phone call. It's expected of you to grab somebody by the blouse?
Yes, sir. I'm not one of these young bastards wearing a wife beater.
Okay, Rick, go ahead. Rick?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm a professional Class A driver. I drive a big rig, super chassis, four-axle tractor. There's no law that says that you cannot drive beside either a big rig, a motorhome, or a truck and a trailer.
I understand that. But the fact is, you could get sucked into the wheel well.
Okay, no. Well, the only thing that's going to suck that car into the wheel well is if they cross the line and you either pick it up with your lugs or you drive over them. So you stay in your lane, and there's nothing that'll put you in the other lane unless you drive into that other lane.
Now,
hold on a sec.
I think you're comparing apples to oranges.
No, I'm not comparing apples to oranges. I drive a 105,000-pound rig. I got to drive in four lanes of traffic all the time from Seattle to Vancouver, Canada. And I got to go up and down those lanes with about 6 inches on either side of cars passing me on either side of my vehicle. In snowy weather, icy weather, that you're probably not even used to down there. Are you in California?
Yes, sir, but we had rain down here. It'll be a gasoline fire that'll make history.
Well, you know, you've rehearsed this really well, and it sounds really good, and you actually made me kind of chuckle a few times, sir. But what you've done is you've broken the law by touching that lady, for starters.
Sir, you're a young man. You don't have the experience driving as I drove
trucks
in the Navy.
I've been driving for 22 years.
Well,
I'm
71 years old. I drove trucks in the Navy. I ran over a couple of Koreans that got in my way.
Well,
and I could,
you know, I make a habit of not driving over anyone, and nor have I.
Well, sir, I'm not saying. But let me look. You know that we have terrible vehicle accidents on our freeways every day. Why? Because somebody got sucked into the wheel well.
Well, you're lucky that you didn't go to jail for grabbing that woman.
That's right. That's the point here is, putting your hands on somebody is a violation of the law.
And I ask both of you again: what's worse, me wrinkling her blouse or her kid looking like 50 pounds of ground hamburger?
Her kid did not look like 50 pounds of ground hamburger. That's the point here.
Well, if I hadn't warned her off, she would have come back for more. She would have got
shot.
Coulda, woulda,
shoulda.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
It ain't going to happen, bud. You can't
She
do
got
that,
off
though.
The freeway. She got away from you, got off the freeway.
Another day, a different time, and that kid and her are... I got to pull them out of my wheel well with a back... Look, you could go, all you want. But I know what a man looks like after he's been turned into ground taco meat. I was in a theater of war.
But
this is not a theater of war, sir. This is a highway. This is a public highway. We're not in the Korean War. We're not in the Iraq War. We're in a public highway. You can't do that kind of stuff.
Lloyd,
you gotta stay in your lane.
Lloyd, this is not a combat zone anymore, man.
I understand it.
Well, I mean, but you're living life, it seems, like it's still a combat.
Let me ask this young man: are you a Canadian, sir?
Yes, I am.
Because you said the highway. You said it with it. You've got an Irish lilt to your voice, which I find charming.
All right, Rick.
Well, I just wanted to bring you your...
Well, I appreciate it, Rick, but someday, if you're pulling some kid out of the tire tread of your truck, you'll remember me.
Well, the fact of the matter is that I cannot control what is in the lane
right.
Beside to the left
right.
Or to the right.
1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bonafide drives an RV and says, stay away. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Did you do that in combat?
In combat, we had we were taking what are called amide grenades up to the Marines, and I was driving the truck, and we had some unfriendlies, as we called the North Korean regular army, and I saw a squad coming up a road that was near this village called Diem Phu. And I got right up next to him, and you could see, I sucked, well, it looked like a sergeant, I sucked him right into the wheel well.
So you were going that fast?
Yes, sir, I gunned it up to a pretty good speed, and got that, you know, the guys kidded me, they said, you got Korean roadkill all over your wheel, you know.
All right, can we, these gruesome war stories.
But it made me who I am. I know what it is to get pulled into to the wheel.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Mr. Lloyd Bonafide. By the way, thank you for your service to our country.
Well, thank you, sir.
But I do say, following somebody off the freeway because they got too close to your RV, even if they were endangering themselves and their young person, I don't think it was a smart thing for you to do.
Well, again, you're not me, you know. You don't know. Someone pushes me, and brother, you're liable to pull back just, you know, nothing, just a shoulder. The whole arm's gone. Because...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Cheyenne, go ahead.
Hi, yes.
Hi, ma'am.
I had a comment for the gentleman.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, first of all, I think that he's having, like, war flashbacks or something, and... You know, you gotta stop with that kind of behavior.
I'm giving you examples of how I know what'll happen if you get sucked up into a wheel well.
Okay. Well, here's my point: is you said you're 70 years old, and you know, I have five boys, and I raised them to be polite, and they would never put their hands
right.
on a woman.
But you don't want to raise.
Whether they're trying to make a point or not.
You don't want to raise the boys to be wussies and all pushed
out. I'm not saying they're
out.
That, but they certainly know better than to lay their hands on a complete stranger to make a point. And I think that you have done an injustice to saying, I'm not a wife beater wearing whatever. So you know what? My boys wear wife beaters, and they would never...
I'm not out there chopping on a cigar butt with a wife beater on.
It doesn't matter. You act like you are. You act like you're out of control.
Ma'am, I never put my hands on I grabbed a handful of blouse.
You don't belong grabbing someone's blouse.
What?
I would love to talk to your wife is what I'd like to do.
See, you grab the woman. Have you ever... Can I ask you a question, Lloyd?
What, sir?
Have you ever hit your wife?
God, I would never so much as lay... You know, the two of you are missing the point.
We got the point. We're saying you're missing the point on how to behave as a human being. 70 years old, you should be making an example
for how
people should act.
What if I never laid my hands on that woman, and the next day in the news, you read about a Ford Explorer with a woman and a boy pulled right up under the wheel wells of a tractor trailer? Was that?
I think she got less of a point because you grabbed her shirt.
Can I ask you... Should I have wrinkled her blouse or just allowed her to sail peacefully?
You should have not wrinkled her blouse. You should have made your point. If she didn't take it, she didn't take it.
Well, look, if she wants to meet Jesus, that's her business. But
that's
I thought
exactly
I would at least...
That's exactly right. You don't need me pulling her shirt.
Well, first of all, the woman, and I shouldn't say this, she was flat-chested, so there wasn't any, you know, I wasn't disturbing
her. All right, that's not necessary.
What, sir?
Really, whether she has breasts or not, you don't touch her.
Well, I'm saying you couldn't see anything if I pulled the blouse.
You don't touch anyone. That's the whole point.
I touch my wife.
She's your wife. And I'm sure that if your wife gave you crap, you'd hit her because you just said on the radio that I should hit her, but you didn't. So congratulations.
I could have slapped her. Sure, I could have slapped her around. She's built like a 10-year-old boy. There's nothing you can't see.
It shouldn't matter. You were trying to save her life. Now you're putting her down because she doesn't have any breasts.
No, you were worried about me grabbing her blood.
It isn't whether you're going to expose anything.
It's better, yeah.
Well, and I don't get what you're saying.
What we're saying is just the mere fact that you put your hand on her.
Wait a second. Are you two telling me that because she's going to have an extra pressing bill, you're all upset with me about that?
That's physical. You don't physically touch someone.
That tears it right there.
What tears it?
I think you have problems. I really do.
You know the damage. Look, by the way, if she ended up under my RV.
So she didn't, sir. And if you want to make a point about that, then call the radio station and say, you know, I want everyone to realize this. Not grab a hold of the first stranger
that the damage to the oil pan and everything else.
All right, listen, Cheyenne, very good points.
Thank you
for calling the show. 1-800-449.
Well, that lady's name was Cheyenne?
Yes.
I made the assumption, naturally, that the woman was calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
No, she was actually calling from Lafayette, Louisiana, I believe, but her name is Cheyenne.
It's a lovely name.
It is a lovely name, but we're talking, Lloyd, and I appreciate your sentiment about the lady's name, but do you understand what people are saying?
I totally understand, and I certainly sympathize, because if they want to meet Jesus early, okay, you know, it's that. Makes no difference to me whether they live or die. I'm simply trying to say that, if you have a child, you're driving with the child, and you'd like to see the child grow to be an adult, then please stay away from me.
1-800-449-8686. Oh, God.
Well, I don't see what is so funny, sir.
Well, John, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Right here. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Lloyd, I just wanted to let you know, North Dakota here, we have recently written in some new laws. And one of those is, first of all, you were guilty of road rage in the state of North Dakota as soon as you followed that woman into the gas station.
Well, another good reason to stay out of North Dakota,
yeah,
I guess.
Well, and here's the second thing. You'd be guilty of assault as soon as you put your hands on her. And they do throw people in jail in North Dakota.
Are you a veteran?
No, I'm not a veteran, but I come from a full family of Navy, and I kind of find it highly offensive that you say you're a Navy man.
That's got nothing to do with it, sir.
Wait a second. You're in North Dakota, and your people are Navy?
So?
Well, look, John, I didn't want to hurt the lady. That's why I grabbed her blouse. I made the point she's flat-chested. I made the point...
It doesn't matter, man.
Well, how could it be assault?
As soon as you lay hands in the state of North Dakota, it's assault.
So it's against the law in North Dakota to add to someone's pressing bill, is that it?
Well, I don't think the pressing bill has anything to do with it, but here's another point.
Yes, sir.
If the roads were that bad, you should not, as an RV motorist, have been on the road. You should have been sitting in a park somewhere waiting the weather out.
Good point. RVs are the ones that need to stay off the road.
Wait just a second. I drove half tracks in the Korean War. I know
you
how
to. I've driven semis for a long time in my life, and I've also driven a semi wrecker, and I've seen a bunch of wrecks caused by RVs.
Sir, you didn't hear the point, though, that I sucked a couple of Koreans into the wheel well.
I heard it.
Okay. What do you think about
that?
So what?
It was the enemy, sir.
Hey, I'm just asking you if that's something you're proud of.
Saved the Marines a couple of bullets.
Wait a minute. Are you proud of the fact? What has that got to do with anything? This man's making a great point. When the weather's that bad, you driving a big vehicle like that, plus when the winds pick up and you're up on high ground.
What are you trying to tell me, my business? Maybe you'd like to come around behind the desk and be me.
I'm telling you, look, I've driven rigs before, anywhere from big, to a 2-ton to hauling crap. And you get up on a high piece of road with a high wind, brother, it'll blow you right off of that road.
Well, get a load of you. Oh, Casey Jr., huh? Highballing down the highway. I'm the black sheep of the family, eh?
I don't know about the black sheep of the family, because I can make a prediction. One of these days, you're going to be passing a semi on a bad weather day, and you might be the one that gets sucked under.
The day I get sucked under, are you telling me I'm going to get sucked in?
if you're going to be out there driving on roads like you're talking about, and you're passing semis, you might very well be the victim that you just made this woman out to
be. You don't understand being in Korea driving a semi. I ran over those slant eyes. They were greasy enough to loop the axle.
Okay, that's not necessary at all.
But they were the enemy.
I don't care. Jonna, you made some excellent points, especially the one about keeping off the highway when you're driving an RV.
Well, I tell you what, we got 30 below weather here, and we have slick roads. I know everything about slick roads, so... The only thing I got left to say, Lloyd, is, you know what? Stay out of North Dakota, because we don't need people like you here.
The last time I was up in North Dakota, I had fallen asleep in a saloon, and I think it was in Fargo. And I spent a night in jail, and I said, well, that pairs it.
So you've never been back?
I've never been back.
All right, listen, John, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Hey, John, your mom knows a lot about slick roads, savvy?
My mom knows more than you do.
Your mom is...
All right, thank you very much, both gentlemen. 1-800-4... Your mom knows about slick roads. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge, always teetering, never quite falling off. Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I am appalled that she would use a Bible verse as justification for giving a flu shot to an otherwise healthy teenager.
It's a beautiful verse.
I don't care if it is a beautiful verse.
The greatest love you can have for another person is to give your life for them.
Okay, then you know what?
And
you
give
yours.
What Jesus was talking about is that, you know, it's good to die for another person, and that's what I told Joan.
That's fine, but your otherwise healthy teenage son will survive the flu, and my 70-year-old grandmother likely will not. And here you are saying that you're going to run down a group of elderly people so that your healthy 17-year-old can get the flu shot. You don't have the right to quote the Bible, lady, because you are the least Christian person ever.
That you would allow your child to be hurt? Is that what you're saying? I would.
Your son is not going to be hurt necessarily by not getting the vaccine.
I drive a 1999 Ford Bronco.
I don't care what you drive.
And if I saw you in line ahead of my son for a flu vaccine, having just had this conversation with you, I would floor it.
You know what? I'm so thrilled.
Oh,
and
man.
You know, and I think God must be so thrilled to hear what a Christian woman you are.
Who said I was Christian?
Well, you're
quoting the Bible.
Not. Then don't quote the Bible.
Well, Jews read the Bible. Ooh, got you there, didn't I? I chopped you.
Okay.
You
I want to
chopped
get...
me?
Yeah, I got you on a point, and you're, not, you're
okay.
all embarrassed about
you got
it.
Me on a point. I'm not embarrassed about anything.
You're
I'm
all
embarrassed.
Embarrassed
that I'm a female and I'm of the same gender
Look,
of a woman
I
who is as hateful
okay.
as you are.
I am not hateful. I have three sons that I've raised to the best of my ability, and I almost wanted to abort Dylan because we had a timeshare
because
in Hawaii.
Because you were selfish.
We had a timeshare.
Because you're selfish. And, oh, by the way, my 70-year-old senior citizen mother is a full-time person at her church. She volunteers with shut-ins. She takes food to the homeless. She does a whole lot more volunteer in the community than you being on the PTA board.
She doesn't sound like she needs a flu shot then because she's very
active. She needs it a whole lot more than you do.
You know, are you sure she's really 70? I mean, my God, that's conversation.
No, come on, ladies.
Are you sure she's 70?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're telling me she's a senior citizen, and the next minute she's a trapeze artist in the circus. Which is it?
I said that my mother is active.
No, you said your mother had worked at one time in the circus on a trapeze or something.
You're nuts. I said
I didn't
she
took
hear that. Food to the homeless.
No.
Oh, my
what
God.
Are we
you
ta-
are the strangest woman. You are a strange, sick
I'm
woman.
You know, all you've done is call me names, and I am trying to parcel out a very, very sparse vaccine.
And what gives you the right to say that they should come and ask your permission?
It's really amazing that you can tell us that your mother did something in the circus. You said she was in a clown car or something, and then in the next second you lie about it.
No.
Okay,
I don't remember her ever saying that.
This lady has called up, called me name after name, said that my son deserves to die before anyone else, talks about her mother being a trapeze artist or something, and the next breath she's old and needs a flu shot.
So, is it just me or is Ms. Dooley hallucinating?
Was your mother a bearded lady?
My mother is a pillar of the community, mm-hmm. and she has been mm-hmm. nothing as a career except a nurse. Get it? A nurse.
Did you hear her say that her mother rode on a horse in the center of a circus, Mr. Henry?
No, I did not.
Well, then you're both out of your minds, and you can both rot in hell.
Okay, Phil?
She hung up.
Please, thank God she's at least off the radio, because that woman is frightening.
Hold on for a minute. Ms. Dooley, you call back on my show after hanging up. I don't have to put you back on the air.
I don't care if this woman's mother was a fish woman or dog boy in the roadside carnival. She doesn't deserve the flu shot.
Okay, you know what, Phil?
Was your mother dog boy or not?
Okay, get out of here, Ms. Dooley.
Both of you can rot with the horned one. Go have a barbecue
Please
with
do
it.
Not entertain her voice anymore in the air, because
yeah.
you know what? She is not the reason that I listen to your program.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, ma'am. I just what we do on our program is try to present sides. The flu shot thing is very serious. She's called back. No, I do not.
No, she does not deserve airtime. No, she does not deserve airtime on your show. She's going to call David Hall. A raving lunatic.
Ms. Dooley, you call David Hall. It's not going to do any good.
I'm going to call your boss at 9 o'clock promptly. And you know something, ma'am? If your mother wasn't Mama Joe the dog-faced boy, then why are you talking about it? Both of you can go to the fifth ring.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
First of all, good job to your mom for dressing like a woman and making herself feel good. And you know what? Let me just tell you something, Justin. Let me tell you something, Justin. From someone who grew up from a broken home and is responsible and doing well, you know what's going to happen to you if your parents buy you those little CDs that you want that's so important to you? You're going to turn out to be a spoiled, rotten brat, which you pretty much are right now, by the way.
Who made
but
you
parents,
who
you know why your parents work so much? Do you know why your dad's gone all week? Because he's trying to provide for you.
They're supposed
he's
to be at
trying
your house.
To They're get enough to money up to send you to this college that your little bratty ass wants to go to.
Hey, you know something? Who made you God?
Who made me God?
Yeah, you sound like you're
God
or something.
No, who made you God? You are 16 years old, and it is a sad fact.
Excuse me, I'm 17.
You are counseling teenagers and filling them with this. Your parents are not alcoholics. Your parents are pretty conservative if they only drink on the weekends.
Well, you know what? And I can see why they drink. You don't know. You don't know anything about coming from a dysfunctional family. My mom is walking around, and then my dad comes home. And he's all like, you know, hey come on, man, let's go fishing, let's
go
this.
Good for you.
He's butting in all the time.
Your dad comes home. Butting in? No, he's
butting in all the time.
How distant you make yourself from him, and he is trying to rectify that situation.
Yeah, but most kids hate their parents, and they don't want them to be around them like that.
Most kids do not hate their parents. Most kids are immature.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 23.
Okay, so you don't know anything. You're an old lady, okay? I'm talking about teens.
I'm an old lady.
Yeah.
You know what? When
yeah.
you grow up, when you
sorry.
Get to be about 18,
sorry,
you'll probably still be at home.
Hey, sorry,
or
Grandma.
Or you'll be in the dorms.
Hey, Grandma.
When you get
you know,
to be 23, right. you're going to look back at this, and you're going to feel like an...
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.